The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Good to see you all gathered here this evening for our continued journey through the Lenten season. I'm excited about this, the journey that we're on. The journey that we've been on is based on the Lord's Prayer. And actually, a lot of these messages really highlight the importance of prayer. And I actually think Christians, even non-Christians, have a strong desire to hear this. Studies show that everyone believes in the benefits of prayer. Non-Christians see that. There's even a desire to pray. Non-Christians believe in that too. The issue is we don't know how to pray. And so Jesus gives instruction that really is for all human beings. And these messages are really meant for us, but really could be for anyone. And so I think they're just a great piece to think about and then also apply to those friends that are not Christians as well. Tonight we're going to take a look at the teaching on and the prayer, "Thy will be done." How healthy and beautiful that prayer is. Very simple. Just a couple announcements before we begin. The first is that we are in the middle of spring break, so some of our members are away, but I do want to let you know that Holy Week is right around the corner. Palm Sunday is April 10th, Maundy Thursday is April 14th, and then Good Friday, April 15th, and then Easter Sunday is April 17th. So there's lots of things that are right around the corner with Holy Week. One thing that I just want to get on your calendar is that we are going to have a cleanup on Saturday, April 2nd. Be looking for that. And then also, let's see here, the other thing that I was going to note as well is that the choir is going to begin their rehearsals, their practices on Sunday, April 3rd. And what time was that? 8:30 a.m. So sharp. Be here and be ready to sing. If you missed all that, or if you want to know, there's a lot more details to share. Dan is putting together the newsletter. It should be out midweek next week, later in the week next week. You'll have it by April 1st, but be tuned in because there's lots of information about that, about Easter and Holy Week activities here at Peace. Now for tonight's worship service, just a couple of points before we begin. The order of worship is found in the booklet that is out in front in the narthex. That order of worship is hold an evening prayer. A couple details about that service. One is that we'll have a reading that highlights the teaching, "Thy will be done." It's in the insert that's in the middle of that bulletin. We'll also share a hymn in the middle, "It Is Well With My Soul." You'll need to find a red book, the other song book, and find hymn number 106, so be ready for that. And then also I would share with you that the psalm, as you may well know, on page 3 at the bottom is put together into two groups. There's a leader, "I'll be the leader," and then there's a group two or all that's going to be led by Karen Motlock. I would encourage the congregation to follow Karen, and I'll take the leader section, just a note about that. And then finally, in the prayers tonight, we'll have a moment of silence. I'll list some names that have asked for prayer just in the last couple of days. In that moment of silence, we'll just have that moment of silence. Feel free to lift up a name right from right where you are for that prayer. Not the concern, but that name of that person. Or it can be silent as well. We'll take some time of silence. I think that does it for our announcements, pre-service. Please rise for our service of light.